Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Back to the Up North Podcast. All right, Kirk, we have, for those folks who are looking at the video version of this, this is the first time we've truly looked like the Brady Bunch. I will play Jan if you'll be the marshal of my Jan, and the rest of these fine upstanding Bradys are going to join us throughout the show. We'll hear from them one at a time. And so, Kirk, this is your wonderful panel that you've set up for us. So I'll let you take things from here.
All right. So everyone that on the radio, you can't see these awesome folks, but on the video, you can. They're all the plaintiffs in our suit against Ron Johnson, Tom Tiffany, and Scott Fitzgerald. They are wonderful Wisconsinites from all over the state. We're just going to have them start reading their affidavits that they wrote to claim why they're just not an average voter. Why they've really worked hard to make this state a better place to live, and to give us standing in our lawsuit. Now, we're going to ask Jim Kurtz to talk first. I'm going to ask all the plaintiffs, on the affidavit you wrote, it says for you to, you had to say what your name was and where you're from. So I want you to start with that and then read your statement. Jim, take it away, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Jim Kurtz from Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Actually born in Wisconsin in Port Edwards, but I'm living in Ladysmith for the last 37 years. The damage caused me is very personal. It affects my daily life and my ability to associate with others. I know that the people of this state from all walks of life believe in free and fair elections. And the plan to overturn the 2020 election was obviously illegal. But until the defendants, who I believe conspired to help perpetuate that crime, use lies and innuendos to fuel discontent and use their positions of power to accommodate the fraudulent electors, Fitzgerald, and further the big lie, all three defendants, until they are held responsible for their actions, my efforts to work with people who live in my area are greatly impeded. Trying to get past the 2020 election to discuss issues that matter to Wisconsinites often comes to naught. And as I write this, I am preparing to drive 3 hours to Granton, Wisconsin, to a planning session for the Farm Technology Show to be held in Loyal, Wisconsin in July. I believe most of the people I will be working with will be Republicans. Data I've read reveals that likely half of them will believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump. Until the defendants are held accountable for their role in this plan, I doubt the farmers in the area will be willing to even consider hearing about some of the good things that have been done under the Biden administration. Their minds will be closed to ideas coming from Democrats who they believe stole the 2020 election. This harm was caused like them, including President Trump himself. Nevertheless, I will make the trip because we cannot give up on the truth or on our efforts to reach voters. But the failure to hold the defendants accountable for their actions makes rational discussions of issues almost impossible. Done.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. For folks who might have just tuned in a little later, and we'll explain this a couple of different times, these are folks that are helping bring a case against Senator Johnson, Congressman Tiffany, and Fitzgerald about their presence on the ballot because of their basically pro-insurrectionist views. We wanted to hear from them in their own words. Kirk, who's up next?
We have Cheryl Maranto up next. Cheryl, take it away.
Hi, thanks. So I'm Cheryl Maranto. I live in Glendale, Wisconsin, and I've lived in Wisconsin since 1990. In addition to regularly voting in national, state, and local elections for my entire adult life, I've actively engaged in civic life and political action, both partisan and nonpartisan, since 2004. I served on the Whitefish Bay School Board for 12 years, from 2004 to 2016. I've canvassed in presidential and state elections since 2004. I have worked as a poll observer and a poll worker. For the last 3 years, I've served on the leadership team of a local progressive organization, Grassroots North Shore, which I currently co-chair. For the past year, I have co-led North Shore Fair Maps. Over the last year, I've been immersed in the statewide nonpartisan Fair Voting Maps movement, which includes Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. I've studied the legal and political science redistricting literatures and learned technical redistricting software and metrics. I attended most meetings of the People's Maps Commission and assisted over 20 individuals to draw and submit their community of interest maps to both the PMC and the legislature's Draw Your District website. I, along with over 150 fellow citizens, petitioned my government on October 28, 2021, testifying to a joint legislative hearing against the voting maps contained in SB 621, which sadly are now our voting districts. I actively assisted council in the preparation of an amicus brief filed by voters in each of the state's 33 Senate districts in Johnson versus WEC, the redistricting litigation before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I agreed to be a plaintiff in this lawsuit because I believe that the United States is on the precipice of losing its democracy. The defendants' constant propagation of the big lie that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election, despite all evidence to the contrary, is the primary mechanism that was used to challenge the certified electors on January 6, 2021, in an attempt to overthrow the duly elected government and to undermine Americans' faith in our fair and free elections going forward. I am compelled to do everything in my power to stop the next insurrection. Too often, the media focuses on the violence of that day, which was horrendous. This case and others like it correctly focus on the conduct that precipitated it and the actual object of the former president, defendants, and others who joined with them actually sought to do, to stop what happened in our last election from ever happening again. The elected officials who are party to the last insurrection must be held accountable. If Ron Johnson, Tom Tiffany, and Scott Fitzgerald face no consequences and are allowed to remain on the ballot, my civic duty will compel me to work tirelessly to overcome citizens' understandable cynicism about the fairness of our elections and the belief that with our horribly gerrymandered voting maps, there is no use in voting. In other words, we need to restore the faith of our neighbors and the efficacy of our system of government so that they will vote. While getting out the vote has and will always be an important activity, in the past, it has not been necessary to avert an existential threat to the very system of government. I, for one, could focus on the real issues that impact people's lives, matters of public policy, if you will. I could use my voice and experience to civilly persuade my fellow citizens to consider alternative views and ultimately to let them decide which candidate served their interests best. If the defendants are held accountable for their actions alleged in the complaint and deemed to have violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, I could work on other causes of our broken political system. Someday, I hope to be able to relax and enjoy my retirement and not suffer the anxiety and fear of what will happen to my country and my kids' future if we fail. The fact that I must do otherwise explains how I have been harmed by the defendants.
So well said, Cheryl. Cheryl, thank you very much. Appreciate your words so much.
And that started getting the tears running, Cheryl. Cheryl, thank you so much. Thank you for all you've done for this state. Rick Becken, please speak next. I appreciate your...
Okay. Yeah. All right. First of all, thanks, Kirk Bankstead, for leading the charge on this. We wouldn't be anywhere near where we are without you. Thank you. I'm Richard Beshen. I live in Oregon, Wisconsin. I'm going to have to read this since I haven't memorized it. I moved to Madison, Wisconsin from Dubuque, Iowa in 1983. To the best of my recollection, I have voted in every election since then. In many election cycles since 1988, I have been personally involved by making phone calls, knocking on doors, and hosting attending events on behalf of my preferred candidates. My wife and I have hosted house parties, meet and greets, fundraisers, and other public events to encourage our neighbors and friends to vote. Before Scott Walker and Republican legislators made it impossible for certified special registration deputies to help people register to vote, I assisted numerous members of my community, regardless of political party affiliation, to register to vote. And I was very proud of it when I was doing it. I'm interested in holding all of the people who fomented an insurrection against the United States accountable. There are others besides Senator Johnson and Representatives Tiffany and Fitzgerald, but those are the ones who represent Wisconsin and who are accountable to Wisconsin voters like me. The January 6th insurrection was horrifying. It was the culmination of an effort on the part of the conspirators and a sitting president to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The defendants were an important part of an attack on our country. They were the crime's promoters, fanning the flames of discontent, and in the case of Representative Fitzgerald, directly aiding and abetting fraudulent electors when he enabled them to access the state capitol in Madison when it was closed to the public, so they could later claim to have certified their elector votes for Donald Trump. As Americans, we expect our elections to reflect the will of the people. After an election is decided, no matter who wins, I'm accustomed to moving on and devoting my energy to other important public issues and to my family and business. But what Tiffany, Fitzgerald, and Johnson did broke the traditional foundation of our democracy and the public trust that is the backbone of our political stability as a nation, and I find I cannot move on. The defendants' actions have caused a rift among those I care about. I have acquaintances and family who simply will not accept the results of an election that happened well over a year ago, one that was repeatedly judged fair and secure. People I care deeply about may never accept the results unless and until those who perpetrated the insurrection are held responsible for their actions. Only then will they finally accept that Donald Trump did not win the 2020 presidential election. It is hard to describe the sense of personal loss that comes from the anger and hopelessness I hear coming from the mouths of people whom I love and are central to my life. People who were duped by a sitting president and his conspirators, including the three defendants. I believe if the defendants are held to account, we will all be able to move forward with our lives and as a nation. Regrettably, I seriously believe that everything I've worked for in my life is at risk unless these three men are held accountable.
You're not wrong about that. Rick, thank you so much. Again, I appreciate it. I think, Kirk, do you want to squeeze Paul in here before the break, or do we want to talk a bit about what we've heard and then start with Paul after the next break here?
I think we should get Paul in because we got to get three more folks in.
Then I'm going to stop yapping. Paul, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Paul DeMaine, and I'm an adult resident of Hayward, Wisconsin, in the Lacouture Ojibwe Reservation. I've been involved in volunteer political action since a very young man, growing up in central Wisconsin, stuffing envelopes at the feet of my mother, canvassing neighborhoods and organizing lobbying events over war and peace issues, indigenous burial preservation laws, and many others. As a former Wisconsin State Senate candidate and Wisconsin citizen, I have run political campaigns for local, tribal, and national office, observed as a poll watcher, and covered numerous elections as an investigative journalist. In other words, I've been engaged in the political system from many angles all of my life. Over the years, I have advocated for the Native community to have faith in and participate in the political system. The defendant's conduct alleged in the complaint was part of an effort to undermine the will of the people in the 2020 presidential election. Their conduct robbed me of my faith in the system. Holding the defendants responsible for their ill deeds will help me restore the faith to other members of my community. I agreed to become involved in this lawsuit because I believe that the individuals who repeatedly and knowingly promoted claims of massive election fraud without any demonstrable proof have themselves become the problem in our democracy. I believe all three defendants conspired to assist in the perpetration of a crime against this country. They made fraudulent statements to the media and repeatedly and knowingly lied to members of the public, their own constituents. Congressman Fitzgerald, for his part, was involved in the facilitation of fraudulent documents when he provided the 10 fraudulent electors access to the state capitol. By word or deed, all three defendants helped the fraudulent electors in the false narrative that the Wisconsin election in 2020 resulted from fraud, which obviously had its effect on January 6, 2021. Because they helped President Trump and others pursue an illegal path in an effort to undermine the electoral count, abandon their relationship with their constituents, and neglected their responsibility to ensure the peaceful transfer of power, these defendants must be held accountable. I believe that the actions of Senator Johnson and Representatives Tiffany and Fitzgerald have fundamentally put our democracy at risk and other elected officials in physical danger. They have also damaged the prospects of other citizens who may have considered running for political office but choose not to, fearing retribution through fraudulent accusations and living lies. The defendants should know better. Holding them to account will help restore faith in American elections. Thank you. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Pat, and everyone for being involved in this.
Paul, I've known Paul for forever, and I can't thank you enough for all the many ways that you provide service, you know, throughout Northwest Wisconsin and beyond. It really warms my heart to have you here. We have heard from just about half of our panel here. More after the break as we talk about the reason that these very special people have standing for a lawsuit that aims to hold people accountable for the actions of January 6th and trying to steal an election. We'll be back after this. You're up north.
Will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading.